Huh? I don't know. Somebody tell me what week two was. Yep. So, in that, I mean, what was the whole series has been on justice, so that. There you go, love mercy. Somebody's there. Yeah. So, this week, we're going to talk about something new. And to start off, since we're talking about more than a hashtag, we're going to talk about one of the hashtags that I hate. Literally, like, I hate this hashtag. It bothers me a lot. That hashtag is humble brag. So, literally, this is people that it's like, they want to pretend like they don't want to brag about themselves, so they like put this on there and they try and make it all cute and quippy and something. Yes, it's a real thing. But so they turn it into like this compliment or this semi-humorous kind of statement, hoping that people will think they're really cool, and really and truly we all know what it is. It's them bragging. So, a couple of my favorites. Totally walked down the wrong escalator at the airport from the flashes of the cameras. Go me. Yeah, I mean, he's like bragging about the fact that there's so many cameras around him that he walked around the wrong escalator. Like, there's nothing humble about that. You're just bragging. Straight up bragging. Here's another one. Spaz alert. I tripped walking upstairs to the stage to receive my Oscar nominee certificate. Again, like, there's no humbleness in that. Just bragging. I just realized I've only showered in one of my 5 showers since I moved in here. This must change. The capital 1 in 5 is totally not bragging at all. I'm watching the UCLA and Florida game in amazement because I've performed in the same arena where they're playing now and I sold it out. Oh yeah, God is good. Really? Or then this one. I just did something very selfless. I need everybody to know that I did something selfless. But more importantly, it was genuine. And I know it means a lot to the person in the long run. I just want a humble brag. Like, seriously, it's stupid. There's a recent study about it done by researchers at Harvard University. You know what they concluded? Nobody's fooled. Like, literally, writing hashtag humble brag doesn't make you humble. Everybody knows. So I'm assuming, based on some statements, that nobody here's ever done that, right? No? No? So, not on social media. I've done it in person. I just didn't put a hashtag on it. That's valid. But it's not the bragging part. Like, it's one thing to be like, I just want y'all to know I'm literally the most good-looking guy in this room, okay? But it's the whole other thing of, you realize Emily had a choice of everybody, and I mean, she did kind of choose me. It's like, you're saying the same thing. One's kind of a jerk. Huh? What? Actually, one out of 6.9 billion. Either way. So, we all know what a humble brag is. What does it mean to be humble? So, we got the brag part down. What does it mean to be humble? What does that have to do with anything? How many people in the room? Ethan's looking to correct me. No humbleness in that at all. What does it mean to be humble? Yeah, all six letters. Great, so you should probably sit down and pay attention. Okay, so if you don't know what being humble is, you probably don't know anybody that's humble, right? Oh, yeah. Saying I'm humble pretty much means you're not. Hashtag humble brag. Wow. Thanks for making the whole lesson work. All right, we'll get there. Emily's my greatest object lesson ever. All right, so we're talking about justice. What is justice? Getting even. Awesome. No. Doing what's right. Not quite. Yeah, justice. Okay, I said justice, not revenge. Nice try. What's our definition that we've been using for the last 3 weeks? Okay, nobody's paying attention. Great. To make wrong things right. Totally not getting even. So if we have justice at one end of the spectrum, the opposite of that would be injustice. The opposite of injustice would be humility. So with injustice, like people get hurt, they get angry, they get upset, they get mad. With humility, normally people are kind of happier, more content, not as focused on themselves. So go to Micah 6. That's where we've been. Micah 6. Yeah, cheater. Micah 6.
That's because we've been there.
Oh, somebody's paying. Got it. So maybe it's not paying. Okay. Micah 6. That's a really cute pencil bag, honey.
Actually, no.
Can I have a clicky pen? No! Micah 6. Let's go. Somebody got a page number? 553. So it's 7 billion people? All right. I said 6.8, so we were... That was close. Okay, 6.9. So I'm even closer. Whatever. All right, so Micah 6. Somebody read verse 8. 8, go. 8. Lex Dixia. Well done. Yeah. Verse 8. Okay. I can't hear you. All right, so this week, walk humbly. How do we do that? We don't even know what humble is. So how do we walk humble? So, Danica, close the page that says there's 7 billion people in the world and open me a new page that says, what is humility? We're talking about humbleness because you said you don't know what it is or how to do it. So we're going to talk about it. Yep. H-U-M-I-L-I-T-Y. I forget. You don't have to spell. Google does it for you. Loud. No, I do not want to hear her tell me. I want you to read it. So, all right, so we're going to see this. Go to Philippians. Philippians 2. Word. Y'all slow. It is totally in here. It's towards the back of the book. Philippians 2. That's the church that the letter was written to. It's actually Ephesians. Philippians 2. All right, so we're going to define humbleness or humility. Ready? Everybody there? All right, my turn to talk, not yours. Here we go. Verse 3. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourself. So don't look out for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, obviously we know Jesus is God. Didn't look at it as something to cling to. Humbled himself, came to earth, died a criminal's death. So it goes back. He thought of others as better than himself and didn't look out for his own interest. His focus was your salvation and mine, not his own self-worth. Like, I don't know about you guys, but if I'm in his shoes, sitting in heaven, hanging out with God, and he looks at me, he's like, you know what? The humans down there, they're really dumb. And they keep doing dumb stuff, and they need a fix. They need salvation. They need a savior. I'm going to send you down there, and you're going to die. I'd be like, find somebody else. I'm selfish. I like me more than I like you. So if I'm in Jesus' shoes, that's going to be my answer. Jesus didn't do that, okay? He's humble. Like last week, we saw his death, his resurrection, an act of mercy. Him showing up to sacrifice himself was out of humility. This is what we need to replicate. This is what we need to copy. Like I said, I'm selfish. I know it, okay? I'm not supposed to be. So, my notes are all messed up. All right. A human example of humility. Everybody heard of Mother Teresa? Yes. What do we know about Mother Teresa? She's the mother. She is not the mother of Teresa. What do we know about her? Leopards? Oh, lepers. She took care of, like, poor people in general. So, Catholic nun, probably the best example that we have in our generation, in our era, of somebody that walked humbly with God, that showed humility through the world. She served in India. She set up orphanages. She set up charities. She fed the poor. She clothed them. She pretty much decided she was going to live a life of poverty so that she could help other people. So I'm going to read this. It says, a reporter once interviewed her and asked, "What is God's greatest gift to you?" She replied, "The poor people." Literally, she saw God's greatest gift to her as poor people. So the reporter's confused. He said, "How are they a gift to you?" Mother Teresa replied, "I have an opportunity to be 24 hours a day with Jesus." She spends her entire life with poor people, and she sees them as Jesus. Here's her quote. It says, "We try to pray through our work by doing it with Jesus, for Jesus, and to Jesus. That helps us put our whole heart and soul into doing it. The dying, the crippled, the mentally ill, the unwanted, the unloved, they are Jesus in disguise." Go to Matthew 25. Y'all slow. All right, my hope is that by Christmas of next year, or this year, that's my hope by Christmas of next year is I'm going to say a verse and there's going to be like in unison, just one big word, because everybody's kind of like, okay. All right, so starting in verse 31, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?'" Here's Jesus' answer. He says, "Then the king will turn to those on the left and say, 'Away with you, you cursed ones.'" I skipped a verse. My bad. 40. This is what Jesus says. The important part. Yeah. "And the king will say, 'I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.' Then the king will turn to those on his left and say, 'Away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, you didn't visit me.' Then they will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or in prison and not help you?' And he will answer, 'I tell you the truth, when you refused to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me.' And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life." So we read that and we look at this and we see what she meant. The dying, the crippled, the mentally ill, the unwanted, the unloved, they are Jesus in disguise. Make more sense now? I think Mother Teresa took this verse seriously. I think she paid attention to what it was, and she looked about at her ministry in India this way. is everything she did, she was ministering to Jesus. Quote two, I see Jesus in every human being. I say to myself, this is hungry Jesus, I must feed him. This is sick Jesus. This one has leprosy or gangrene, I must wash him and tend to him. I serve because I love Jesus. This is what she dedicated her life to. I don't know about you guys. Like I said, I've already just, you know, established I'm selfish. If a leper walks in this room and asks for a bath, I'm going to be like, sorry about your bad luck. Ain't doing it. You know what happens if you touch somebody that has leprosy? You get leprosy. Straight up. Not it. That's where we go. Nose goes. It, whatever it is. That's what I'm saying. Walks in the door. I'm going to be like, see y'all tomorrow. I got to go. We've got to begin to see people like Mother Teresa saw them. I see Danica the way Jesus saw her. Sometimes. So, in your groups, y'all are going to have to move. Have you ever encountered someone who needed help, but you didn't help them? What happened and what held you back? Discuss. Y'all got. All right. Wrapped up. Did you say Aaron? I do need help. I said I was selfish. I agree. So, in conjunction with the rest of our messages, if you want to see justice happen, we've got to walk humbly. So, like Mother Teresa, our ability to be humble is directly connected to seeing, understanding, and receiving the gift that Jesus gave. Like, if we can't understand the gift that he gave us, the sacrifice he made for us, it's going to be impossible for us to walk humbly. If we don't understand the death he died, his resurrection, the sacrifice that was made, there's not a chance. We've got to look for Jesus in the face of everybody we meet. So, I tried this today in like a semi-goofy manner. You should have seen it in staff meeting. Everybody was laughing at me. It's okay. I wanted to see what would happen if I had an aide to try and help me see Jesus in the face of everybody. So I did something. I bought Jesus glasses.
You're so trendy.
I'm not trendy. So, here's the thing. Why are they Jesus glasses? They literally have rose-colored lenses. Okay? Why rose-colored lenses? It's not the happy color. Why rose-colored lenses? If we begin to see people through the blood of Jesus, it changes everything. See, when I look at you guys and you throw water bottles or make goofy noises or talk or disrupt, I have to stop and go, okay, Jesus loves them in spite of their wonderful immaturity and their desire to distract and frustrate me. Yes. Huh? I do have the glasses on. I'm trying. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Okay. But I did, as I walked around, and I'm not, the glasses aren't magic, okay? It was just that reminder, because obviously you have, I see this. I put a glasses on, everything goes this weird red pink shade. So I had to sit there, and it's like I'm driving down the street, and this guy, I'm just driving. Now, normally, I'm the one that's speeding. Today, not speeding. And I'm telling you, this guy came over and slid like this. Mind you, y'all see my truck. I got that big grill guard on the front. I was pretty sure the entire back of his car was about to be laying in the middle of the street. That's how close he got. And like, I've got the glasses on. I'm sitting there. I'm like, you're probably late to pick your kid up for school. You're in a hurry. It'll be okay. And I mean, I'm just driving. It was like, okay. It'll be all right. Now, the next one, different story, okay? Still had the glasses on, got mad at that dude. Another story. It doesn't work all the time. But we've got to begin to see people the way Jesus did. So go to Mark 10. I'm sure there's one around you. Okay? Like, the lenses in my glasses are breaking right now. What? Mark 10. Are you there? Are you at Mark 10? You. Then why are you talking? Why are you raising your hand? What's your question? What is it? If you're not going to repeat it, I can't answer it. I don't know. I didn't do that. You're not supposed to look at the sun. They're not sunglasses. They just have rose-colored lenses. All right, Mark 10. Oh, my goodness, Danica. Somebody give Danica the page number. The page number? Okay. All right, let's go. It's not 246. I promise you that.
Okay, Mark what?
10. Teen. All right, here we go. Somebody read verse 45. Go ahead, Mariah. Mark 10. Y'all, hush. I don't have rose-colored earplugs. I can't hear you. Jericho? That's all in verse 45? Hey, just verse 45. I know, I got glasses on. My wife is totally going to make fun of me for this, and I don't care. Because I'm gonna have to keep looking at... No, they're actually KDs. They're the Sons of Anarchy glasses. So, anyway, huh? What? KD, it's the brand of the Sons of Anarchy people, so I'm like trendy and cool now. So read verse 45 one more time just so that we actually know what 45 is. Verse 45. Ready? Go. I know, but she went past it, so I want to make. I just want to focus on that one.
Even the Son of Man cannot serve others and to give his life.
So Jesus is our example, right?
Yep.
Hey, back half of the class.
What?
Jesus is our example, right? So based on that verse, if we're going to follow Jesus and he's going to be our example, what have we got to do? And? So you got to die. You have to die. What would it look like for us to give our life for other people? The opposite of us. So we've got to give up our own desires. Like, I want to strangle people right now. I've got to give that up. Ethan, don't do it for me. Man. Okay. That happened. So, that did happen. So, I... They're not working very well anymore. So... I know that the idea of giving to the least of these and treating the least of these better than ourselves seems pretty hard. Okay, I can be kind of a brand snob. Okay, the fact that I don't have an Oakley shirt on today is kind of a thing. See, like people are asking, like, I put sunglasses on. The first thing that goes through people's head is like, are they Oakley?
Yeah, but you're matching. You're
happy. Don't you look weird? Oh, they do. I need Under Armour shoes, honey. And pant. I can afford whatever I want to afford. I got a sugar mama. So, but I'm just saying, like, I'm kind of a brand snob. And so it is hard for me to look at it and go, okay, I can buy the $5 shirt that doesn't have the Oakley brand on it, and that lets me help people that are less fortunate than myself. And I sit there and I go, nope, give me the O. I want the O. Like, that's how I am. I've got to. I need like one of those static cling O stickers. I can just put it on everything. That'll be better. Vinyl O shirt. I need an O for this one. So, yeah, like tear the Under Armour off. Anyway, but that's just like how it is. Like, and I'll make it even better for you. So. There used to be one of the youth that was here. I'm not going to name names, but he was totally into sneakers. And that was his thing. Shoes all over the place, everywhere. I mean, it was like, he had all of them. And pretty much everybody knows. I'm just not going to name him because that's not nice. So, I mean, every time I turn around, he's got new shoes. I'm like, dude, how much money have you spent on shoes? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. Then there was another one that, like, somewhere around prom and graduation, he shows up with, like, belts. I'm talking, this dude dropped, like, $1,000 on belts, two of them. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Seriously, ridiculous money on belts. But I'll tell you this. If you walk into my garage is covered in red tools. You know why? It's not Snap-on. It's because I'm a brand snob. Like, I'm no better than homeboy that's got the Gucci belt. We all have our thing, okay? We need to slow down on making ourselves comfortable and focus on the least of these. They may be Jesus in disguise. Humility is thinking less of ourselves and more of other people. We need to focus more on that. Okay? It's this concept of, I think if I get up in the middle of the message and go get another bag of chips, I'm hungry and it's okay. Aaron's not going to yell at me, but it might distract the person next to me. And I'm more worried about them hearing what needs to be said than I am about this rumbling in my stomach. Or maybe it's okay if I don't get my seat as long as I get a seat. Again, soon you'll start driving. I learned a hard lesson this week. I'll tell you, and I'll close and we'll be done so we can go to McDonald's and hang out. So I'm driving down the road. Chuck's following me. We're coming up to the church. Again, guy cuts me off. I'm just sitting, I'm like, what the heck is the deal? Like, why will people not, so I texted Chuck. I was like, why are people such jerks? And he replied back. This is the reply. Are you worried about getting to church one car later? Literally one car. It wasn't like it slowed me down for an hour or even really a minute. It was literally one car. Why am I making a big deal about it? Like, maybe he's late for something important and I'm sitting here all pissed off about it. Emily will tell you, I can be a nice guy and then I get behind the wheel of the car. And I'm not so nice no more, but I'm working on it. Okay, we're on the way to vacation. I'm driving down the road. I'm in Oklahoma. They have the slowest drivers ever, by the way. I'm just saying. I love them. I'm on this road. Speed limit, 70. 7-0. 25. I'm driving 25. 25. It's dark. I'm tired, and homegirl's passed out, so I can't even talk to nobody. I can't scream at nobody because she's passed out, and I'm going to wake her up. So I'm just in my head. Like, I'm grabbing the steering wheel. I'm watching the blood flow out of my arms. My knuckles are turning white. I can't find anything to punch that's not. Like, literally, I'm like, if I hit something, I have to pay for it. You know, when I break the window, I have to pay for it. I'm like, this sucks. So I'm screaming, and I keep looking. I'm like, I'm going to go around them. So I get ready. I stomp on the gas pedal, and I remember I'm in a Camry, and it goes, me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Like, if we were in my truck, it'd be like, gas pedal around, no problem. In the car, I'm like, it didn't go anywhere. So I'm waiting. I swear, 30 minutes to drive behind this thing. I'm losing it. It's not. So I'm here. There's a car here. There's a car in front of me. The car turns off. I'm like, yes, thank you, Lord, finally. Oh, no. I'm pretty sure that the car that was directly in front of me had set their cruise control to deal with the one in front of them and forgot to turn it off. So I spent another 30 minutes. By this point, I've about figured out that I can go ahead and I can scoop my chair a little bit closer and I can put my knees on a steering wheel about like this and I can go to sleep. Because we're not going anywhere. I mean, the road's like dead straight. We're not going. Car turned off. into a hospital parking lot. And I went, what in the world? Now, mind you, there were about six other times that happened. I was extremely mad. But it made me kind of rethink things. Like, why are they going super slow? If I'm going to the hospital, like, I'm honking, you know, everything's going nuts. I don't know why they were going slow. They were going slow. Pulling out of the hospital, I was like, oh, crap. If we stop focusing so much on ourselves and our needs and our wants and our desires and start focusing on other things and other people, justice will naturally happen. Elevate people to above yourself. Think more about them than you do yourself. And watch as your life begins to get happier. Not because of the people around you, but because you don't care so much about your problems. You know, it puts things in perspective when you're like, oh my goodness, I got a 47 on this test. And like the girl next to you is like, my mom just got diagnosed with cancer. So my 46 doesn't sound so bad now. So, anyways, that's all I got. I got nothing else. We're going to McDonald's on Denton Highway. Okay. Buy Taco Bell and Pop Dot and all that. They may have the best.